Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. All will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite.
Welcome, everyone. This is Larkin, Texas. Been shitting for our friend Clint Richardson this evening. And welcome to Corporation Nation Radio. First, five lessons about the way we treat people. Number one, the cleaning lady. During my second month of college, our professor gave us a pop quiz. I was a conscientious student and had breezed through the questions until I read the last one. What is the name of the woman who cleans the school? Surely this was some kind of joke. I had seen the cleaning woman several times. She was tall, dark-haired, and in her 50s, but how would I know her name? I handed in my paper, leaving the last question blank. Just before class ended, one student asked if the last question would count toward our quiz grade. Absolutely, said the professor. In your careers, you will meet many people. All are significant. They deserve your attention and care, even if all you do is smile and say hello. I've never forgot that lesson. I also learned her name was Dorothy. Number two. Pick up in the rain. One night at 11:30, an older African-American woman was standing on the side of an Alabama highway trying to endure a lashing rainstorm. Her car had broken down, and she desperately needed a ride. Soaking wet, she decided to flag down the next car. A young white man stopped to help her, generally unheard of in those conflict-filled 1960s. The man took her to safety, helped her get assistance, and put her into a taxi cab. She seemed to be in a big hurry, but wrote down his address and thanked him. 7 days went by, and a knock came on the man's door. To his surprise, a giant console color TV was delivered to his home. A special note was attached. It read, "Thank you so much for assisting me on the highway the other night. The rain drenched not only my clothes, but also my spirits. Then you came along. Because of you, I was able to make it to my dying husband's bedside just before he passed away. God bless you for helping me and unselfishly serving others. Sincerely, Mrs. Nat King Cole."
It's a way of controlling, literally.
Number three, always remember those who serve.
Such tools as debt and.
In the days when an ice cream sundae cost much less, a 10-year-old boy entered a hotel coffee shop and sat at a table. A waitress put a glass of water in front of him. "How much is an ice cream sundae?" he asked. 50 cents, replied the waitress. The little boy pulled his hand out of his pocket and studied the coins in it. "Well, how much is a plain dish of ice cream?" he inquired. By now, more people were waiting for a table, and the waitress was growing impatient. 35 cents, she brusquely replied. The little boy again counted his coins. "I'll have the plain ice cream," he said. The waitress brought the ice cream, put the bill on the table, and walked away. The boy finished the ice cream, paid the cashier, and left. When the waitress came back, she began to cry. She wiped down the table. There, placed neatly beside the empty dish, were 2 nickels and 5 pennies. You see, he couldn't have the sundae because he had to have enough to leave her a tip. Now, I will get to these other two in a moment. First, I want to thank Clint Richardson for asking me to stand in for him this evening. You recall the last time I did this, we had our friend Bruce McCarthy of RBN's Datum Line on. Corporation Nation Radio Archives, RBN's republicbroadcasting.org. This is where you can hear recordings of this conversation, most recent. Clint reminds us to visit his website, the Corporation Nation. Check out his blog, Reality Blogger, B-L-O-G. 1ger.wordpress.com. And check it out, folks. Common Core, Agenda 21, and Global Governance. Very well worth it. I've seen it myself. And I must tell you, I could not help but think of a random comment I read just a week ago that I found a bit troubling. And tonight we're going to talk about things like well-being, economy, faith, even law, perhaps even communitarianism. But the random comment that I heard was this, and this from a foreigner in this country for some time on business. He said, "I have yet to meet an American under age 35. Who was not a communist." Think about that. An observation from a foreigner inside our country. Now, if you want to follow along tonight, I recommend corporationnation.chatango.com. Come visit some of my friends in the chat room. If you find me too much to suffer, feel free to interrupt. Call in. Weigh in. The phone number here at the network is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Over the next 2 hours, this New Year's Eve, and tomorrow as well, on New Year's Day, same time slot. My hope is that we can have a meaningful conversation about things that I find important, yet knowing full well that everything that you have to say is just as important, if not more so. So I hope you'll join us here.
That money was introduced at a very specific point.
A lot of you may not realize it, but I'm not really a radio host.
And this is really
I'm, if anything, a sometime raconteur, a failed poet, a cook, And today I'm a doorman. But I want you to know that all in all, I'm a happy sort. I learned early in life that as long as I could talk food with people, then I could talk about anything with people. Because for 25 of my years, food and the people who were expert in food were my favorite things to talk about ever. But stay with us,
the mission was successfully completed.
And we'll return right after this.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
He's a rebel and a runner. He's a signal turning green. He's a restless young romantic, wants to run the big machine. He's got a problem with his poisons, but you know we'll find a cure. He's cleaning up the systems to keep his nature pure.
Welcome back, everybody. Back to our 5 lessons about how to treat people. Number 4, the obstacle in our path. In ancient times, a king had a boulder placed on a roadway. Then he hid himself and watched to see if anyone would remove the huge rock. Some of the king's wealthiest merchants and courtiers came by and simply walked around it. Many loudly blamed the king for not keeping the roads clear. But none had anything, or none did anything, about getting the stone out of the way. Then a peasant came along carrying a load of vegetables. Upon approaching the boulder, the peasant laid down his burden and tried to move the stone to the side of the road. After much pushing and straining, he finally succeeded. After the peasant picked up his load of vegetables, he noticed a purse lying in the road where the boulder had been. The purse contained many gold coins and a note from the king, indicating that the gold was for the person who removed the boulder from the roadway. The peasant learned what many of us never understand. Every obstacle presents an opportunity to improve our condition. And lesson number 5, giving when it counts. Many years ago, when I worked as a volunteer at a hospital, I got to know a little girl named Liz, who was suffering from a rare and serious disease. Her only chance of recovery appeared to be a blood transfusion from her 5-year-old brother, who had miraculously survived the same disease and had developed the antibodies needed to combat the illness. The doctor explained the situation to her little brother and asked the little boy if he would be willing to give his blood to his sister. I saw him hesitate for only a moment before taking a deep breath and saying, "Yes, I'll do it if it will save her." As the transfusion progressed, he lay in bed next to his sister and smiled, as we all did, seeing the color returning to her cheeks. Then his face grew pale and his smile faded. He looked up at the doctor and asked with a trembling voice, "Will I start to die right away?" Being young, the little boy had misunderstood the doctor. He thought he was going to have to give his sister all his blood in order to save her. Now you know you have choices. Live with no regrets. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Work like you don't need the money. Love like you've never been hurt. And dance like you do when nobody's watching. This message tonight is brought to our friend Roger Sales in Argentina. Surfsup.net. S-E-R-F-S, plural, surfs, hyphen, net, or forgive me, up.net. From sovereign to serf, government by the treachery and deception of words. Roger closes his missive with this quotation from John 15:7. "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you." So thank you, Roger. Now, as you may know, since I'm not really a radio host, I have done some preparation. I have arrayed before me literally thousands and thousands of words. And I apologize to you if this is really all I have to offer. It's a special day. It's New Year's Eve. Tomorrow we herald the new year. And so I'm going to remind you once again about our chat room. CorporationNation.chatango.com. We're going to bandy about some words tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And again, I may be less than qualified, but I will do my best. I want to say that many of us recognize that much of the war that we are engaged in is very much about words. And so I thought it might be useful to begin the broadcast with these words. O divine art of subtlety and secrecy, through you we learn to be invisible, through you inaudible, and hence we can hold the enemy's fate in our hands. All warfare is based on deception. Therefore, the skillful leader subdues the enemy's troops without any fighting. He captures their cities without laying siege to them. He overthrows their kingdom without lengthy operations in the field. With his forces intact, he will dispute the mastery of the empire, and thus, without losing a man, his triumph will be complete. This is the method of attacking by stratagem. If you can't define it, then you don't fully understand it, and you can't fix or fight what you don't understand. If you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the result of 100 battles. If you know yourself, but not the enemy, for every victory gained, you will also suffer a defeat. If you know neither the enemy nor yourself, you will succumb in every battle. To secure ourselves against defeat lies in our own hands, but the opportunity of defeating the enemy is provided by the enemy himself. These are words from The Art of War, Sun Tzu. And I begin our broadcast tonight with these words for the simple fact that what I have endeavored to bring to many of you's attention over the years that I've come to know you here at RBN is that I desperately want you to know who and what is your enemy. Who or what is your enemy? And so I'm going to attempt to do that over the next two evenings. And your own words will be important to this conversation because, as you know, I'm not interested so much in a monologue as a conversation. And this is precisely what drew me to this network. The conversations. Stay tuned, and we'll take it away after this short message.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with 2 black Berkey purification elements, 1 shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and 1 Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, 1 shower filter and 1 sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Psalms is simply baffling to understand what this unappealing object is all about. Battles about. Some of the Bible of what the object is all about.
Information in the form of energy streams in simultaneously through all of our sensory systems in the form of energy. All of our sensory systems. And then it explodes into this enormous collage.
Rather gruesome, wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Well, thanks for staying with me tonight, ladies and gentlemen. This is Larkin, Texas. We're going to proffer a few words, explore a few words, and hopefully enjoy our visit together. Again, CorporationNation.chatango.com. Visit the chat room. Some good folks in there. A lot of you seem to think I'm a person who talks about communitarianism quite a bit, and it's true. But what I really study is law, also well-being and economy. I'm very interested in faith. Faith as opposed to belief. So I'm going to proffer you some words from a pop psychologist and theologian from the 60s and the 70s. Some of you may recall. Here's this quote. Faith is a state of openness or trust. To have faith is to trust yourself to the water. When you swim, you don't grab hold of the water, because if you do, you will sink and drown. Instead, you relax and float. And the attitude of faith is the very opposite of clinging to belief, of holding on. In other words, a person who is fanatic in matters of religion or science and clings to certain ideas about the nature of God and the universe becomes a person who has no faith at all. Instead, they are holding tight. But the attitude of faith is to let go and become open to truth, whatever it might turn out to be. And then this one too, also, from Alan Watts. The prevalent sensation of oneself as a separate ego enclosed in a bag of skin is a hallucination which accords neither with Western science nor with the experimental philosophy religions of the East. This hallucination underlies the misuse of technology for the violent subjugation of man's natural environment, and consequently, its eventual destruction. From Alan Watts, in the book On the Taboo of Knowing Who You Are. Now, y'all know already, I think, who are regular listeners at RBN, that I began my study of communitarianism when I chanced upon it in 2004. Within a 30-day period, I was astonished that more people were not talking about this. I'm just astonished. But before I began my study of communitarianism, I was engaged in an exhaustive study of authoritarianism, because I was curious about authorship. And I asked who or what was the author, l'auteur, l'artiste of my life, of those friends of mine, those who I loved, family members as well. And I believe the last book I read on the subject was entitled The Guru Papers, Masks of Authoritarian Power, written by Joel Kramer and Diana Alstead. The Guru Papers, Masks of Authoritarian Power. And so, for whatever it's worth, I am merely an amateur when it comes to, shall we say, the radio biz. But I want to direct your attention to my web repository for my research notes, in case you find them useful. And in particular, I want to direct your attention to an entry entitled The Sum of All Things, which is currently a 5-part series. The Sum of All Things. And the web address is simply larkintexas.blogspot.com. And there you will find the entry entitled The Sum of All Things, number 5. But in a few minutes, I'm going to segue back to the beginning of that series. Sometime in February, you'll see it on the right. And I've got this title from William Blair of Infrospect.com. INFRA, SPECT, SPECT, infraspect.com. His quotation, "The sum of all things is the truth." So I'm hoping that we can arrive at truth during this time together, tonight and tomorrow. But just as importantly, I want to point to some remedies and solutions, which I think are within everyone's grasp, each and every one of us. Some other websites and keywords I want to direct you to, I'll sprinkle liberally along the way, just in case they're not contained in that five-part series. Perhaps you'll share an interest of mine in the ancient Greek philosopher Diogenes. Diogenes is the inaugural entry in that blog entitled Just an American. I like Diogenes. He's always looking for an honest man. Myself included. Now, you may recall on my inaugural broadcast, when I was a regular weekly host, I began with that same entry, Diogenes, and I began with a quotation from Earl Shores in his book entitled A Nation of Salesmen. To wit, it was indeed the age of information. But information was not the precursor to knowledge. It was the tool of the salesman. And I only proffered three quotations from Diogenes in that inaugural broadcast. Diogenes said, "The art of being a slave is to rule one's master." He also said, "I know nothing except the fact of my ignorance." And he has the most who is content with the least. Scrolling down that page, I'm reminded of living outside the dialectic. Remember, these are keywords. Hopefully they're valuable to you. We have computers. We can speak to one another. We can communicate. Also, a book entitled Invisible Contracts, Law as Legalized Slavery, written in 1984 by the late George Mercier. And then Five Maxims of Law. These from Bruce in his book. We'll revisit the maxims of law right after this, ladies and gentlemen. We're lost in space and the earth is your home.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Is this real? 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 Or is this just a ride? The world is like a ride. You think it's real? Think it's real? It's just a ride. We can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice between fear and love.
Okay, welcome back. Before the break, we were discussing maxims of law. And I want you to know that I learned about these from our friend Bruce McCarthy, from his book, which I have, entitled Lawful Money versus Legal Plunder, subtitled An Indictment of Criminal Fraud and Theft Perpetrated Against the Non-Bank Public by the International Banking Cartel. And you can learn about Bruce's book. Go on YouTube. Banking Fraud in 10 Minutes, the number 10. Banking fraud, or bank fraud, forgive me, in 10 minutes. Also, catch his broadcast every Sunday morning here on RBN, 7 to 9 Central. Forgive me, 7 to 8 Central. Well worth your while. Now, here are these maxims of law. Number one, every man is presumed to intend the natural and probable consequences of his own voluntary acts. Number two, he who seeks the benefit must stand to the burden. Number three, the agreement of the parties makes the law of the contract. Number four, the agreement of the parties overrides the law. And number five, no injury is done by things long acquiesced in, because long-sufferance is construed as consent. Now, you can find these at my web repository, larkintexas.blogspot.com. Under the entry, Diogenes. Now, I don't know about you, but when I first heard these words, when I read these words, heard them in my head, I couldn't help but repeat them over and over, because they seemed to make so much sense. They made so much sense. Now, as you know, communitarianism is the study of law. It is the study of well-being. And it is the study of economy. But as you yourselves know, these words are tangled up with a whole lot of other words. We must remember what Socrates said. The beginning of wisdom is the definition of terms. So after a time, I realized there were so many definitions and meanings, interpretations, nuances of meaning and interpretation for so many words, that at the end of the day, my task was to select my own definition, make it my own. I couldn't possibly remember all those other meanings and so forth. But I did learn to be mindful of how words are defined in other people's minds. Now, for instance, the study of law for me became so convoluted and so fraught with difficulty over so many years, I finally decided that I had to boil it all down to one word, just so that I could understand what the hell law was. So I came up with one. All that which is called law, be it natural, universal, scientific, spiritual, and the like, can be embodied in this one word. And that word is the word counteract. Counteract is more than just one word. Counteract is many words, but at least I could understand them. They were simple. They weren't fancy. Contained within those letters are other words. Obviously, act. Contract. Counter. Country. Contact. Also, contract. As in the law of contract. Makes it so much easier. One word. Is a contract not a covenant? Is it a bond? Well, certainly. Much can be said within the realm of science that is also contained in this word. Much pointing to natural law, even to universal law. Look these things up, ladies and gentlemen. Natural law juxtaposed against universal law. It's quite different. So this was what I did personally to make law, doesn't matter what kind of law, intelligible or comprehensible within myself. And so with this one word, I was able to dispatch everything that was ever convoluted and contrary about this thing called law. But as you will see, we're going to discuss communitarianism at some point. And the only reason that communitarianism is even a significant word, ladies and gentlemen, a school of thought, is because it underpins community or communitarian law. This is the law which is the legal foundation today for the new European Union. The contract clause known as the supremacy of communitarian law is frequently found contained within transnational trade agreements. And so we've got to know what this word means in this new day. In preparation for this new year, remember what Sun Tzu said. If you know the enemy's out there, but you cannot name the enemy, and you can't put a label on that enemy, very often you can overlook the fact that you even have an enemy. And I can assure you, the American people, as our people around the world, engaged in a titanic struggle. It has everything to do with your well-being and your personal economy. Do we have Andrea from Oklahoma on the line?
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. You too.
And hopefully it will be a great one.
I think it will.
Well, I sure hope so. I think what you're saying is wonderful, but sometimes, for instance, I'm going to turn 60, and I don't know if it's a generational thing. I don't believe that it is. Parents used to tell their daughters not to ever talk about politics or religion. I guess we're going to a break.
We are. Thanks for picking up on that. Hold on there, Andrea, and we'll pick up on the other side. You too, ladies and gentlemen.
Financial uncertainty.